The top lash supplies you must have as a lash tech. It could be difficult to shop for lash extension tools and equipment when you first start your career, particularly if you're the sole person doing the shopping. There are numerous brands and products available. When you first start lashing, remember how crucial it is to read reviews of Canadian eyelash products before buying, and if at all possible, support local businesses. Never forget that not all products are created equally. Some may not be so great, while others may be. Each customer may require a distinct set of tools, and every elasticity has its own preferences. Additionally, it takes time to physically visit several firms. We've developed a list of every item a beginner needs to launch their own eyelash business. The top must-haves as lash supplies. 1. Different types of lash adhesives. The lash adhesive glue is the most important thing on this list. You couldn't add extensions to natural lashes without adhesive glue. Consider keeping a variety of adhesives available because everyone is unique and has their own preferences. If a client has sensitive eyes, use a specific sticky adhesive that was created with less cyanoacrylate, for example. The temperature and humidity may also have an impact on the type of sticky glue you decide to employ. 2. Lash tweezers. Tweezers are an essential part of every lash technician's toolkit. Without utilizing them, you won't be able to pick up and apply for lash extensions. There should always be 2 sets of tweezers on hand, one set for application and the other for isolation. If the prongs on your current pair of tweezers break, having a backup pair could be helpful. Depending on the service you offer, you can have varied preferences for tweezers. Eyelash extensions that combine volume and natural lashes are called hybrids. As a result, depending on the kind of lash extensions you'll be using, you can use a range of tweezers. Your preferences will have a big impact on the tweezers you select. For the same services, you could be able to choose an altogether different shape from one artist to another. The amount of force you use on the tweezers may also have an impact on your decision. 3. Quality eyelash extensions. Of course, day. Invest in good lash extensions. Eyelash extensions must be applied carefully. Any cheap or inferior extensions will be disclosed to your client, who will be required to wear them. Your clients should get amazing results for the services they paid for. Choose high-quality eyelash extensions that look natural and preserve their curl. The eyelashes that most of your clients desire should always be available. For a lash cleanser before putting lash extensions, you must clean your client's eyelashes to remove any dust, debris, or oil that managed to get caught between their natural lashes and lash line. Additionally, by following these instructions, you can be sure that the eyelash extensions last longer and that the lash adhesive you use will stick properly. Choose a lash cleanser that is alcohol and oil-free, and safe to use with extensions. Both alcohol and oil have the ability to reduce adhesion and speed up shedding. Try to limit the use of cleansers that contain these ingredients. A second cleanser might be useful for your clients at home aftercare. 5. Lash primer and micro brush. After cleaning the client's eyelashes, apply a lash primer. Use a lash primer to make sure there is no oil or dirt left in your client's eyelashes before attaching the extensions. Despite being a little and simple step, this one is important. We might not always be able to anticipate how well the adhesive would stick or how long the extensions will last. However, it is possible to prevent or minimize the quantity of oil and grime that is left on our client's skin before lash extensions are applied. 6. Spoolies and wands. Spoolies, also referred to as mascara wands, can be used to separate lashes. Use spoolies before, during, and after the application. These mascara brushes are also necessary for your aftercare procedure. Because of the buildup of oil, grime, and cosmetics, the eyelashes frequently congregate or protrude at strange angles. Spoolies are needed in this scenario to get rid of the dirt without damaging your eyelashes. Carefully brush your eyelashes to prolong your life. Because doing so will cause the eyelash extensions to come out, avoid pulling or tugging on them. Note how the lashes are curled. Consider giving your client the spoolie you used during your session to encourage them to brush their lashes every day and keep them looking tidy and fluffy. 7 Nanomister. This little tool speeds up the lash adhesive's curing process. Nanomisters typically have a small, compact size. It might not seem like much, but it can reduce the 24 to 48 hour holding time of your eyelash glue to just 4 to 10 hours. This is a significant event. You can reduce the possibility that your client's eyelash extensions will suffer damage while the adhesive is still drying by shortening the adhesive's curing time. The binding isn't very strong while the lash adhesive is still wet. Furthermore, even minor rubbing in this area could result in early shedding and make the lash extensions point awkwardly. In the end, lashing is challenging. However, using the right tools and lash materials could help you feel less worn out and exhausted. It might also make lashing quicker and easier. As a result, be certain that you have access to and are educated about all the equipment, supplies, and add-ons you require. By including these 10 basics with your purchase, you may streamline your work as a lash technician.